That's music from Jane Austen's Emma. It was the last show produced by a popular South Coast theater company before the coronavirus crisis hit. The Ensemble Theater Company season came to a screeching halt because of the shutdown. Now, like many nonprofit groups and businesses, the Santa Barbara-based organization is trying to figure out how to get restarted.
We were about to start rehearsals for a production of American Son about 4 days before we were actually shut down. What was very interesting is that American Son is so relevant to what's going on around the country today because it is about a young black teenager who is involved in a police incident and his parents go to the police station and the play is them trying to figure out what happened to their son. So that production we had to postpone.
That's Ensemble Theater Company artistic director Jonathan Fox. After it ran in Santa Barbara, Ensemble was going to share its production with a theater in Germany. That was also canceled, as was what was supposed to be the final show of the season, and Tenderly, which is a stage version of singer Rosemary Clooney's story. Fox says one of the first thoughts was to push the two productions back to late summer.
We started to realize that we were too ambitious to try to do those shows this summer. And at the same time, we had a conversation with Actors Equity Association, and they rightly said that they needed to devise new health and safety guidelines for their members. And they did not think that we would be able to actually restart until the fall.
But Ensemble is committed to staging the two shows, so they came up with an alternative plan.
We had a very big, ambitious season starting in October with some very large shows, including Carmen Jones. Without knowing exactly when we could open or how many people we'd be able to seat in the theater, we decided we had to really rethink next year. What we decided to do is postpone the entire season that we chose to start in October to the following year. And in this next season, to try to have as much flexibility as we can, we have decided to mount the two productions that we had planned for this year.
Fox says they'll actually start the new season with two small one- or two-person shows, which are easier to stage. He says they're negotiating for the rights now, so they can't name them. Then they'll do the two postponed productions, American Son and Tenderly. When they resume, Fox says things will be much different for patrons of the 300-seat New Vic Theater.
Whenever we start, whether it's October or December or February, we believe, given the current conditions, that we will need to, like all the other businesses that are currently reopening, we will need to maintain social distancing in the theater. We will not be able to accommodate almost 300 people the way we typically can. We took a look at our seating availability and determined that we could get, at this point, keeping 6-foot distances between groups, that we could get maybe 90 to 100 people.
As a result, they won't be offering traditional season tickets.
With the change in sort of the seating structure, we decided it's best to have general admission. People might be able to reserve the seats, not necessarily have the seats that they have always been subscribing to. Rather than calling it a subscription, because this is all new for us, we are just making everything flexible. You buy into a four-play season. You choose whatever dates. We will run as many performances as we have to in order to make sure everyone can see the shows who are subscribers.
And Fox says they've worked out a deal with the Actors Union, which will allow ticket holders who are still squeamish about crowds to use their ticket to watch a live stream performance at home. As a nonprofit, money is, of course, an issue. Ensemble was able to tap into some of the federal aid programs for relief. But Fox's supporters of the four-decade-old theater company have really stepped up to help.
I have no doubt that Ensemble Theater will weather this. We were in a strong position coming into the pandemic. We've had quite generous patrons that have contacted us and have said, "You are too important to us to lose."
Fox says it's important to get Ensemble up and running. He says with all of the stress from the events of the last 3 months, the arts are an important refuge and diversion for the community. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.